Welcome to the Spin Axis Podcast. I'm Eric Barzeski.
I'm Jason Nickel.
And I'm Tyson Deskins.
This week, we're going to talk about online lessons, the pros and cons versus in-person lessons. Jason, we all teach some online lessons, but you teach probably the most. What's one of the first best things about teaching online lessons for the student?
For the student, for sure, the ability that you can have a lot of lessons in a shorter amount of time. Let's say a traditional, normal, I'm going to go get lessons from an instructor. At best, usually, it's like 2 weeks, 3 weeks where you'd, you know, go back and come back and go back and come back. Most people, it's like, oh, I'm going 1 month. Some people go once a year.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So the ability to have, I have a lot of students that literally send me a swing every day. How's this drill look? How's this look? How's this movement pattern? How's that? It's great because, you know, a traditional lesson, let's say you come in, you've booked an hour, right? You're going to come in, you're going to hit balls, you're going to talk about it. Then 30 minutes, you might be done with the actual, like, what you need to do. Well, instead of you having to hit balls for 30 minutes doing the exact same movement over and over and over again, you save money and the coach can then go help the next person, right? And it's like a win-win. You know, I talked to someone just today on a little FaceTime chat and he was, you know, a little bit apprehensive how online lessons work. And I walked him through and he's like, oh my God, that's amazing. So you're telling me that every day I can get a golf lesson? Yeah, exactly. Every day, if you hit balls, you can send me a lesson. He's like, you're not going to feel bad? I'm like, no, that's what you're paying for. I want to help you get better faster. That's the whole goal of this.
And your body feels different every day. So it's having a daily check-in can be a good thing because we've all had students that we see in person and they go away. And even if they come back after 2 weeks, they misheard something or didn't quite get it or thought that they had it after 3 days and just started going at full speed and have lost a lot. Being able to check in frequently, I could see as a big advantage of working with someone online.
And I think that's a good point too, Eric. Like, you know, we're different every day as a human. We're one of the variables, right? We're different every day. So to your point, being able to see how does this player sort of evolve from day to day is a big advantage also for the coach, not just the player, right? Jason, a question I would have, you know, I've picked your brain a couple times, right, about the online lessons and how often are you sort of chasing down players or do the players that sort of work with you just know, hey, you know, Jason's told me that I have free reign to send him swings and they just do it.
I mean, when I first started, I would say that there was some students where everyone, I haven't heard from you. I give them a quick text. I'll never forget. It was one of my first like students where it was a grip change. Like, you know, a couple of my first ones were like, oh, your face is crazy open because you're rolling your forearms. But I remember vividly the first guy that I gave a call to and I was like, hey, and he's like, blowing the ball out to the right, like face just too open at impact. I'm like, your grip looks like Ben Hogan's grip. Do you read the five fundamentals? I love that book. I read it once every year. I'm like, okay,
well. Golf instructors love that book.
Yeah. I'm like, that grip part, rip that out. Don't ever read that part again. That is not for you. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. Ben Hogan hated the left side of the golf course. So he would have the like super weak grip. I'm like, you're the opposite of that. So we want you to have a stronger grip. This is the grip I want. Shoot me a video in slow motion of the grip change, hitting a golf shot from face on. Send that to me. And he didn't send anything to me for like a week and a bit. I messaged him. I'm like, hey, how's it going? He's like, not so great. Grip change, not doing anything. I was like, oh, okay. I mean, you didn't send me any like follow-up videos. Can you send me one? He's like, yeah, I'm just telling you though, it's going to be, you know, it's not working. I'm like, okay, just send me in that. And sure enough, he sends me in the video. And sure enough, he starts with the grip properly. But then he like sets the club down, takes a peek at the target, a little bit of waggles. Around. And his hands go all the way back to the super weak grip. And then he pulls the trigger and hits it. And I just asked him, I said, did you watch the video? He goes, no, I didn't. Why? He goes, just take like 10 seconds and rewatch that video and let me know. He messaged me and he's like, I can't believe it.
Why would I want to watch it? It's not working, Jason.
I got to tell you, just for the you students out there that are taking lessons, watch the video before you submit it. I can't tell you how many times I've said, okay, here's the drill. I want you to do this. Okay. It should look like this. It shouldn't look like your old swing at all. We're going to exaggerate the crap out of this thing. Send me a video of you doing this thing. And they send me a video and it's at full speed and it's them maybe thinking that they're going to do something, but it doesn't look that different at all. And I want to be like, did you send an old video? Like,
right.
Was that a mistake? Did you,
yeah.
Or did you watch the video before you submitted it? Because if you had, it looks nothing like what I asked of you. So watch the video before you submit it. If it's not what the coach asked for, redo it. Okay. Save yourself the time and save them the delicate thing where they have to try to say in a nice way, dude, you didn't do this at all. Okay. Come on, man. Do it.
Yeah. That does happen.
Yeah. The ability to touch base often is good.
I think so too. Yeah. So Jason, you know, there's some, you know, pros there, right? And I think that's, would you agree that's probably like one of the biggest ones is just the ability to touch base?
Absolutely. For both parties. I mean, you can't.
One of the other biggest ones is just the ability to work with Jason if you live in California, or to work with me if you live in Maine.
1,000,000%.
Or to work with Tyson if you live in Florida. We aren't in those locations. And so you can work with an instructor that you want to work with despite your location. The advantages for us are we can earn money at 11 p.m. at night or help someone out with their golf swing at 6 in the morning. So we can do things outside of normal business hours. And students don't have to be near us to get help.
Yeah.
So that's another pro. But I think you were going to ask about some of the cons.
I was. And I'll say before I do, like, it is cool, right? I currently working with a kid from Sweden and currently working with a guy from Colorado. And like, it's just as a coach, it's cool to have relationships with people that you would never meet otherwise, right? Just because of the online space and the technology that we have now to be able to do that just continues to get better. And it's as a coach, it's just so much fun, right? To be able to broaden sort of your reach, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have students in Dubai, Germany, Switzerland, a couple in Australia, Great Britain, Scotland.
That's awesome.
Like it's all over the world, right?
Yeah.
And it's so much fun to see them. I mean, some of them got to teach me about how to play when I get over there, but the ability to help with them and, you know, time change obviously is sometimes hard when you're trying to do a live lesson if someone wants that, but
sure.
It's like Eric said, it is, if you never, 10 years ago, even if you told someone I'm taking a golf lesson from somebody from Winnipeg, Canada, they'd be like, how's that even possible? Right. That can't be right.
Yep.
But yeah, here we are. And the pros do it. That's the other thing that like a lot of amateurs don't understand, that a lot of the pros are doing that. Like my mentor constantly is doing online lessons with guys on the PGA Tour, on the DP World Tour, on the Seniors Tour, just does it from his phone. And it's crazy thing is, the better the player you are, the easier it is for you. Because usually the better player, it's like, oh, I want your knee to flex just a bit more. And it's just like, they just do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the other things that the good players do, the tour players do, they won't just send a video in with no context. They'll say like, I'm hitting everything a little bit in the heel. Or everything's pushing, but not quite drawn enough right now, or something like that. They'll just send a little bit of context about like what they're seeing, or like flushing it. Just want to get this swing on the record. If you see anything glaring, let me know. But otherwise, I'm going to go with this for a while. You know, they'll send in something. Absolutely. Don't just send in a video. Don't just send in a video saying,
fix me.
Here's my video.
Fix me.
Because I need to know if you're hitting 2 inches behind the ball every time you try to do the thing that you're working on or what. You know, I need to know something. If it's great, cool. If it's not great, let me know.
I remember one student sent me in videos and I was like, man, that looks great. And he's like, but I'm drawing the ball. I'm like, okay. He's like, I want to fade it. And I was like, oh, well, then that pattern is not a fade-based pattern. We need to change that. And he's like, I know. But I'm like, well, I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that. I was just like, I'm sorry. You got to give me a little more information for sure.
You're like, just set your launch monitor to lefty and then it will say you're fading it.
That's right. Little coach hack here. Little coach hack.
There, fading it instantly. If you've been listening to this podcast, you probably already know the importance of doing things like centering your shot pattern between hazards off the tee, being properly aggressive into the greens, and knowing where and how you both gain and lose shots during your rounds of golf. Shot Pattern is the golf strategy GPS app that allows you to do those things and more in real time on the golf course. Shot Pattern's tournament legal display allows you to quickly overlay your shot dispersion on the hole in front of you to pick smarter targets and shoot lower scores. The practice mode has even more for you to learn and improve. SpinAxis listeners can learn more and receive 20% off a 1-year subscription by visiting shotpattern.app/spinaxis.
Yeah. So, I know you're going to ask into like a con. Yeah. I would say the biggest con that makes me upset as a coach is that sometimes I have had students where they are, let's say, less body aware than I would like for someone to be. And those are the truly times where, and I've had, you know, either like his buddy, or I've had a student's wife come into a live lesson. And there's some like FaceTime there in my iPad. And I'm like, okay, can you just like put your hand right on that club right there? Okay, yeah, keep that right there. And then I'll be like, okay, now I want you to lower your arms. What does that feel like to you? And he goes, oh, that feels like XYZ. I'm like, okay, perfect. Bottle that feel up. That is what we need to do. Now, obviously, in an in-person lesson, yeah, you would just walk into that student and you just put your hand on the shaft or put his hand on his shoulder and go, okay, how could you bring your hands down and miss that shaft? Oh, okay, that, I can get the feel for that. Now, obviously, online lessons are not for everybody. I think maybe I'm probably getting pretty close to like 10,000 lessons. I've only had two students where I was like, I literally want to like jump into the iPad and like move you physically, because I can't, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm trying every trick in the book and like, mouse traps, everything. They just don't get it. And yeah, I'm sure, you know, I feel bad because I feel like a bit of a failure as a coach. Mm-hmm. It's just, they're not as body aware as they need to be.
I would also say though, Jason, that can happen in an in-person lesson, even when you do put your hands on a player. And there are times when you can see it on their face, like they still don't get it. You know what I mean?
And yeah, so, you're doing a lot. You got them in front of a mirror. You're pushing on stuff. You're using resistance bands. You're doing a bunch of stuff, and they still just don't get it. So that can happen there too. You're right.
Like, I literally had a kid yesterday. He couldn't get it. I'm like, listen, buddy, I get it. This is frustrating. It's also frustrating for me as a coach that I've tried 15 different things to get you to feel this and you can't. I promise you, you're going to get it. We just got to learn it, right?
Yeah. It's a longer route. Yeah.
100%, right? And sometimes that can definitely be frustrating. I think, you know, for me, one of the things when you start to coach, a lot of coaches will tell you, because as a young coach or new coach, because I'm not young, I'm old, I started late, but you want to get as good as you can be, as fast as you can be, right? And everybody tells you to get good, you got to teach a lot, right? You got to teach a lot. You got to go through the experience. There's no certification that is going to replace you teaching a lot of people. So to your point of like teaching, you know, did you say almost 10,000?
Almost 10,000 lessons, yeah.
You know, do you feel like you are much better now than you were even a year ago at the online lesson thing?
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I first got on, it was, I'm sure every new coach is this. You have all this information. You're like, I'm so good at like what I feel like I'm going to be able to give this students the information. And it's just like, bleh, you give them too much.
You give them way too much. Yeah.
Way
too
much.
You give them the ocean when they need a teaspoon.
Yeah. And so definitely now it's, and I, you know, another new student, he's like, I want to know everything you want me to do. And I was like, no, I'm not this, telling you everything.
Right. I'm not telling
this
you.
This is your one thing.
Yeah.
Like, right.
We'll start and with this.
It's, you're going to be your one thing for like 3 months. All right. And that's what you're going to work on for like a while. And it takes a confidence to not tell a student. They're like, oh, I did that. Okay. It's been like 2 weeks. I feel like I got it. Be like, no, dude, you need 3 more months of this. Like, and we're going to keep refining it and kind of pushing it a little farther and stuff like that. But it takes a certain amount of confidence for someone paying for online lessons to say, nope, keep doing this.
Yeah.
Keep doing this. Build up the speed. You need to be able to take it to the course at least, you know, casual round at least, before we can really move on to the next priority piece. One of the cons to online instruction is it takes a better level of communication from both the student and the instructor, because you can't immediately correct a mistake or notice a look on their face if they don't quite understand something from either side. You can't demonstrate it live. Like, there are live lessons, I'm not saying that kind, but the non-synchronous like live lessons where someone submits a video and a day later you reply back with stuff. So online in a live lesson, you can do some of that stuff, but you still don't necessarily notice all the body cues and stuff like that too. So both the student and the instructor have to be better at communicating, because you miss out on a lot of little pieces. And so that can be a con too. It helps if you are communicative with your instructor, and it helps to find an instructor that communicates well to you, or will at least try a bunch of different ways. And as a student, you have to be aggressive about asking for, like, just say, like, I don't understand what you're saying. Can you say it a different way or something like that? It doesn't mean you failed as a student. It just means the instructor needs to be aware that they need to do something or say it a different way or say something differently or give you a different way to picture it or get the concept or something like that. So I think the communication thing is important. It's important in an in-person lesson too, but it's a little bit easier because you have a little bit more time and you have a little bit more cues and you can kind of take some time to think about it a little bit or see how one thing affects someone without waiting for a week or something for their next video.
One of my favorite things that I like when students send in is they'll send in a video just with their headphones in and they're talking through what they are thinking slash what they're feeling in, hey, when I do this drill, I feel like I'm doing this and this creates this pattern. Is that correct?
I love that.
And so then we can get this little bit of like conversation back and forth, even if it's just through video. Rather than when people just send in a blank swing with no context, I'm like, oh, you got to help me out, man. Like, how's strike? How's low point? Is the ball starting on the line that you see in your eye? Like, you got to help me out. Like, there is some benefits for sure where it's like, oh, in person, when you watch a shot fly through there, you're just like, okay, I know you weren't aimed there. You know, and so you can instantly go like, okay, that ball's starting too far to the right, starting too far to the left. And then also, I would 100% agree, getting people to understand that they're going to hit some funky shots. And I, you know, I talk about that, you know, the vegetable shots in person. It's so easy. Just
vegetables,
that's not tasty vegetables, but good for you to go. That was vegetable shot, to stop that feedback loop where they hit a bad shot and their brain goes, no, I don't like that. You can instantly jump in and in person and go like, nope, hold on 1 second. Look at the video. Yes. That was awesome. That's what we want. What did that feel like? And they go, okay, actually, that felt like this. Perfect. Give me another one. And they give me another one. And then all of a sudden, it's a little bit of a strike. And now they bought in and they're all in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like one of the things that separates a very good instructor from just a decent instructor is that a student can hit a terrible shot and the instructor can be super excited and pumped up about it and give the student a lot of credit because the swing was different. They just hadn't figured out how to exactly hit the face the first time they did it. Tyson, you were going to say something?
I had a female student tonight, Eric, that was that case. Like, dude, she started swinging the driver just phenomenal, but just couldn't quite find the face for the first six swings. And you could see it in her face, the disappointment. It's like, dude, that is like so good. I promise you're going to get it. And to her credit, she did. Where I was going to go, I think another pro that I do really like, the online lesson space, I think it gets players more comfortable being at a range or on a course, filming their golf swing, just simply filming your swing, like getting some feedback here on your golf swing, that is never going to be a bad thing. So I think the online lesson space has made that just way more common now, right? People are taking their phones and tripods to the course.
Plus we get to yell at them to record from the correct camera angles, people. Record from the correct camera angles.
Down on the ground is not good.
Nope. And their buddy holding it up out at the ball is not good either.
Yeah. What was the wrap? Is the Rapsodo the little unit that has the camera?
You can set your phone down there. Horrible. Yeah.
It's definitely, I think, it's just cool though. I think the time that we live in, you know, again, as coaches, we can sort of diversify a little bit. You know, I think the communication piece is so important. And I think one of the things that the online space is doing is it's sort of forcing you to learn how to maybe communicate differently than you normally do. And that's, as a coach, that's a great thing for us to be able to keep learning and expanding that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always the hypothetical about like, what would you do if you had to teach a deaf player and you don't know sign language or something? What would you do? You got to figure it out. You got to do something.
Yeah.
Those are always interesting hypotheticals to kind of run through in your mind. So, yeah. Any closing thoughts from you guys?
I mean, the biggest thing I would say that, again, pro is like the cost per lesson. Like I have people that send between 15 and 20 lessons regularly a month. So if you divided that by, and I'm you know, I'm not going to lie. I'm like one of the top skills coaches and I'm a little bit more expensive than some just because obviously I'm comfortable saying it now. I'm good at it.
That's right. Yeah. Right. Exactly right.
And so it's like, you break that down. That's like $33 a lesson. Like where are you going to get that in the world to have good conversation with a good golf coach and help you sooner get better at the game of golf? Like, like if you want to get better at golf, go get golf lessons. And then if you want to get really good at golf and a faster amount of time, have more golf lessons.
Yep.
Yeah. I love that. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the conversation as always. I just, we could probably go on for another 40 minutes on this. Surface. This is like barely scratching the surface, but it's just so fun. It's such a cool topic to talk about. Thanks for listening. Make sure you share this with a friend.
And remember, you can find us on all social medias at The Spin Axis, and you can find us online at thespinaxis.com.
Get your camera angles right, people. Thanks.